Friday morning. Fake news. Here we go. Fake news. We give you three news stories, two of which actually factually things that happened on this planet. The other not so much. If you can tell us at 817-877-1921 which of the following three news stories you're about to hear. Are we ready with the three stories?
Yes, sir.
All right. Roving reporter on the scene. One Heather Lee story.
Number one.
Gene Michaels got in quite a situation the other day in Baileyville, Ohio. You see, he fell on the sidewalk, wound up with a shiner on his eye, and Good Samaritans stopped to help him out and dialed 911. Firefighters were quickly on the scene, and the good news is he's fine. The bad news is he's not good. He jumped up, ran to the truck, and took off in the fire truck.
Mm.
Turns out he took a spill after robbing a local business and was running away. But the good news is he didn't get too far in that getaway vehicle.
Don't you? Story number two.
Baseball season has arrived. Fresh air, hot dogs, popcorn, America's pastime, and the local police. Things got ugly in Beechwood, Ohio, when an umpire got hit in the face a few different times. The 75-year-old accused the 15-year-old catcher of letting it happen. A confrontation ensued. Officers responded, only to find that nothing really went wrong. The kid's parents disagree and plan to file a complaint with the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
Or is it finally story number three?
So it's Friday, but should it be legal to get behind the wheel with that venti mocha frappe something chino? Scientists and legal experts say, excessive amounts of caffeine can lead to dangerous driving behavior, anxiety, and loss of focus. In fact, you can actually be arrested for overconsumption of caffeine.
There you go, your three news stories. You got the information now. What shall you do with it? Let's go to the lines here. First up here, who is this? Where are you with Hank?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Hank. Who's this?
Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. Where are we at today?
Cleaver.
It's Barbara from Bingo, right?
Yes.
All right, Barbara, Bingo. You know, Garner, Texas is your home for Domino's in Texas. I think Cleveland is rapidly becoming the home for Bingo.
Probably.
We should play Pope Bingo coming up.
Oh, that would be fun.
There we are. Barbara, who do you think the new Pope's going to be?
Do what?
Never mind. Okay, one, two, or three, which do you think is the fake news story?
Two.
Two, the Ohio umpire, he's behind the catcher at home plate. The catcher is evidently, he thinks, deliberately not catching the balls from the pitcher, so it hits the umpire. He calls 911. Hilarity ensues. Survey says.
It's true.
It is a true story. It is a true story. Wow.
Okay. Yeah. 75-year-old. Calling the police.
Just a bit outside. I guess he's calling balls and strikes that are hitting him in the
mask. Yeah, so do you think the parents are more mad that they called their kid a bad player or that he called the police?
I don't know. It's Ohio. Could be either. Everybody probably has an outstanding warrant. Barbara, we love you. Go have fun with Bingo. Hey, good morning. You're next up here. Friday morning fake news. Who's this? Where are you?
My name's Cleburne.
Okay, what's your name?
Vicky.
Cleburne's chiming in this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Barbara?
No.
Do you want to? All right. Who do you think the next Pope's going to be? I'm kidding. All right. Barbara selected two. That was a true story. So one or three, which is the fake news story?
I'd say two.
No. Two was a true story. So one or three, which is the fake news story?
Three.
The excessive caffeine can lead to arrest.
It's true.
It's true.
It's true.
That's ridiculous.
It's a neurotoxin.
Well, aren't we
it's
all?
It's addictive.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
So I was getting hit by balls in Ohio. Well, Vicky, darn it, go meet
anyone.
Barbara, and y'all go have fun at Bingo, okay? Keep trying.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Gracious. We are winning you. All right. Well, who's this? Where are you?
I'm Deborah Galloway.
How are you today?
Hello. We're good.
We're good. Oh, we.
We.
Oh,
it's
I
a
have
team
the,
effort.
I hear the voices, too.
Uh-huh.
I hear the voices, too, Deborah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, the thing is, everybody's on the same page.
Well, this is it's going to be a tough one for you. Because two is a true story. Three is a true story. What's the fake news story?
What can you run that by me again?
See, I told you it was going to be difficult.
Number one.
You sure?
Yeah,
it's one.
Okay.
The guy that stole the fire truck after it came to save him.
No, but someone else. It wasn't Gene Michaels. They decided to steal a police car, which is also not a good choice.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. You just came in and swooped and swiped these. It just depends on which one you want to go to. You saw Friday morning fake news. Which do you want to go to? Do you want to go to Main Street Fest and Grapevine with Neil McCoy or the PBR Championship and Saturday, May 17th?
My bull riders.
Oh, bull riders.
She's going 8.
There it is. You're going to the PBR, and that's Friday morning fake news.